We're doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chayim, the laws of preparation in Shmona Esrei, the 15th chapter, and we're up to Halacha Chaf Dalid. A person who's drunk shouldn't stand and pray Shmona Esrei because he's not focused. And if a person prays when he's drunk, so that's considered a disgusting prayer. When he sobers up, so he's going to have to pray again. If a person's only drank and he's a little tipsy, then he also shouldn't pray Shmona Esrei, but if he prayed, he doesn't have to repeat it. What level of drunkenness should a person be at? At what level do we say he has to repeat his Shmona Esrei? So that's when he's so drunk that he can't talk before a king. If he'd have to stand before a king, he would slur his speech a little bit. So that kind of drunk, well, then he shouldn't be. Then he shouldn't be davening Shmona Esrei, and if he does, then he'd have to repeat it afterwards. But if he's just a little tipsy, where if he had to talk before the king, he could manage. So then we say that even though he shouldn't, it's not the right way to daven. Once you've drank a ravias of wine, you're not supposed to daven until the effects pass. But if he did daven, so then it's okay. What happens if he drank and he's just a little tipsy, and now he's going to miss the time of davening? So he'll daven two tefillot afterwards, because what could he do? You know, after he had his fill of wine, he shouldn't daven Shmona Esrei, and that's why we say that's like it's a type of shogeg, and therefore if he missed mincha, so he'll daven Ma'ariv, and he'll say Shmona Esrei twice in Ma'ariv. The first one is Ma'ariv, and the second one is to pay back for the Shmona Esrei he missed at Mincha.